seems like people are starting to wake up. We're getting out of the, you know, the winter doldrums and kind of getting into the spring thing. And so at the office ourselves, we're kind of getting back into the chamber, you know, the basics operations of the chamber with contacts with the businesses. The big thing that we have going right now is business after hours. We're starting to line those up for the year. And so by the end of the month, we'll be having everything stacked up for May and June. The first one we'll be having is May 1st at Meyer Yamaha. We've been lining them up for a couple months now and finally found a window to put them in. And that'll be a good opportunity. And then May 8th, we'll be partnering with the LSCP for a business after hours at Northern with the public radio, public TV, and the AV. And that's going to be a unique one. So that's definitely one to put on the calendar.
You've got something in the works that seems pretty interesting that's going to let tourists and visitors and anybody else in the area already know what's going on. Tell me a little bit about
it. Yeah, so this has been a project that's been in the works for a couple months now, and we got some seed money from Eagle Mine to get this launched out, and it's called visitthewestend.com. And what it is a web directory to link businesses and places to go and attractions to see. Two people, and not only tourists, but people in the area, they all have one-stop shopping type of thing. And so what we've been working on, Lindsay Bean, who's also on the city council up there, has been working very hard on this on her free time. And it's been 100% volunteer effort on her part, so I give her a lot of credit for it. And so what we have now is a website that's going to be soft launched this week. We're getting all the participants that are in on the directory to look at it, to make sure everything's right. We got all the links right. And then by the end of the month, we want to make sure that we just do a large, you know, public relations and marketing push on it and get people to start utilizing this this website, visitthewestend.com.
That sounds amazing. That's really nice to have a one-stop shop. So just to clarify, it's different from Marquette365.com. That is the county. Yours, the visitthewestend.com?
Yeah, so, and it's even much different than the calendar, too, because it's not an event calendar. So you'd still use Marquette 365 to find out the events that are going on, the dates and stuff like this. This is actually directing people to the physical locations of businesses, attractions, places to see, museums to go to, and it'll be a full comprehensive website for the West End. It's free to chamber members. We include, you know, people that want to be on it through the chamber on it. People can buy in on it for a $50 listing on it, and it's just a list to direct your business to the people that are coming out to check out the West End. And so when we started it, we were thinking we're kind of a little ambitious sometimes, you know. So we were hoping to get it launched about a month ago, and it didn't happen, and we just wanted to make sure that we did it right. So it's kind of like when you take out you're doing 500-piece puzzles for a long time, and you're feeling confident with that, and then you buy a 1,000-piece puzzle, and you throw that out on the table. That's kind of how it was. So, we have about 99% of the pieces in place, and like I say, we're doing a soft launch this week with it for the businesses to have them check it out, and then we'll be doing a full public rollout by the end of the month.
Fantastic. That sounds really cool. And again, what is that website?
So it's visitthewestend.com. People can check it out right now. It's live. But like I say, we'll be tweaking it out and kind of refining it through the month and then making sure that by the time tourism season, you know, summer starts, it's going to be a really good resource for people to check out.
Great. And where can everybody find out all of the event information and just get more information about the chamber in general? You got a website that's just a generic one, right?
Yeah, so you go directly to our website with gincc.org, and that has a link to our Facebook page, our email page. You know, you can email us. If you don't want to use the computer, you can give us a call at 486-1111. We're there 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and talk to us there.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much, Bob, for coming in and letting us know about all of this interesting stuff happening in the West End.
Thanks for having me in, Kelsey.